And now it's time for the occasional series we call In Your Ear. That's where previous guests on our program tell us what they listen to for a little inspiration. Today we hear from Texas rockabilly singer Ruby Dee. We spoke to her about her cookbook, Ruby's Juke Joint Americana Cookbook. We also talked about how Ruby was inspired to write the cookbook. It was part of the recovery process she went through after head trauma she suffered in an accident.
To do a sort of cognitive therapy, I started writing out stories. And then I realized after a while that I was cheating a little bit. If I couldn't think of the word for instance, couch, I would use the word sofa, and I'd get by with that. And so I realized I wasn't really exercising my brain as much as I wanted to. And the way to do that, I figured out, was to write the recipes that my friends and family had been asking me to write down for years. So I started doing that, and that was great. That was really good, hard exercise, because after all, in recipes, you can't cheat. You can't substitute an ingredient with another ingredient and call it the same thing. It's, you know, cinnamon is cinnamon.
And that you found that that really helped.
It really helped. I'm able to have this conversation with you and make it through and make sense.
Now we'll hear the songs that keep Ruby Dee cooking in the kitchen.
Well, hi, this is Ruby Dee, and this is what's playing in my ear these days.
You say you're not from Texas, man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well.
That's Lyle Lovett doing That's Right, You're Not From Texas. And one of the things I love about this song is that it's got, you know, in your face a little bit, but it's also got some good cheer to it. I love that song.
When he sold the promised land. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was born and raised in Texas, and it means so much to me. Though my girl comes from
another artist I'm listening to these days is Rosie Flores. I love Rosie. She's a friend of mine, and I just can't get enough of listening to her. And this is one of her songs called Get Rhythm. It's just fun to get up and dance to.
A little too shy boy, never gets slowed down. But he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I asked him, oh, while I shine my shoes, how to keep from getting the blues. He grinned his razor's little head, popped a shoe shine rag. And then he said, get rhythm.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Another song I'm listening to is Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock. The reason I love that song so much is just because it's fun, fun, fun.
That was rockabilly singer Ruby Dee telling us what's playing in her ear. To listen to our previous conversation, you can just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and hit Tell Me More.
You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.